The waterfall, much more than a thing of beauty. All over the world, people harness the power of waterfalls to generate electricity, powering entire cities. But Costa Rica uses its waterfalls to fuel ecotourism. And much of the money these tourists spend is pumped right back into animal and plant conservation. Gabi, Kassler and Caro are on their way to discover La Paz waterfall.
Oh, look at that!
Oh, no way!
Oh, woo! Stop the car! Stop the
car! I need to take a photo!
Actually, I didn't know I was going to feel this way. I thought I was going to feel happy.
It's been a few years since we've traveled together.
There's still so much yet to be discovered.
Human beings can be so cruel towards so many animals.
When you have the opportunity to look into their eyes, to know their stories.
Animals that are rescued here can be released into the wild again, where they're really meant to live. I hope people get inspired and treat animals with more care and respect.
Nature is so important to me. Nature is like a bridge that connects my past to my present. Thank you, God. I can imagine your hand doing all this beauty, and I know that the same hand is working on my life through so many stories and people.
Animals aren't the only ones attracted to rich landscapes like these. Humans are too, and it often results in a deadly conflict between people and the environment. Humans have already removed huge sections of rainforest. The biggest reason, to create pasture land for the cattle we eat. And at the current rate, all of the remaining rainforest will vanish in the next 100 years. The goal of ecotourism is to turn our love for nature into the massive amounts of money needed to preserve what is left. Costa Rica has taken a bold step in setting aside more than one quarter of its land area for conservation. Tourists are invited to come experience these gorgeous sites, funding that conservation effort.
Look at the rainforest, isn't it pretty?
So beautiful.
Oh, that's the Rio jungle.
It is.
The waterfall's name is La Paz.
La Paz?
La Paz.
La Paz? I don't know what the waterfall's name is, but it doesn't really matter. It doesn't
Too
really
many
matter.
Names.
No, I just can't wait to see it because I haven't seen one. You know, it's such a long time.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, in Germany, where are there waterfalls? Nowhere.
What do you see?
I mean, like small ones, but you know,
small
like
ones.
This. Like this.
That's from the dam.
Look at that!
La Paz Waterfall Gardens is one of the most visited ecological attractions in Costa Rica. Scattered among the hiking trails are five waterfalls. This one is about 35 meters high, flowing out of the La Paz River. Waterfalls are often a sign that something turbulent has taken place to interrupt the river's path. Earthquakes, glaciers, and volcanoes can all cause waterfalls. But though sometimes caused by turbulence, the atmosphere surrounding a waterfall often brings a sense of awe and peace to those who visit.
Biggest amount of water in the world. So yeah. If you stand there and see that, it's just amazing.
Actually, I didn't know I was going to feel this way. I thought I was going to feel happy. I mean, I'm in the same place where, when I'm in the same place, but in a similar place as Argentina. But I just started looking at the water. And I felt kind of sad. I mean, not just sad, but I realized how much that part of my life meant for me.
A waterfall brings me good and very special childhood memories. And also brings me a lot of peace. When I'm stressed, when I'm a little bit anxious, I like to put water sound even on my cell phone to hear and to calm me down. I love the sound of water.
I'm really intrigued by the power, you know, it stands for. It's just water coming down and coming down. Yeah. I don't know how much water is coming down per minute or per hour. It's just never stops, it just goes and goes and goes, and then the noise.
I find peace.
Really?
That's cool. I mean, I find more like a, I don't know, if I can describe it with one word, silence. Just,
It's funny because I don't think it's silent at all.
I mean, silence in your mind, not outside.
Yeah. It's very interesting to feel a little bit what it was like the way Casilla and Caro grew up, because that's completely new to me. I mean, I've never been to the rainforest down in Germany. It's nothing like rainforest. We have forest, and I love the forest. I love trees, but the rainforest is new, and it's the moisture, the atmosphere, the plants, the trees. I think it's great.
It is really beautiful. And I'm just so happy that God gave us these kind of places to stop and be connected.